Pensacola right now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Now
on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Four 11 News Radio 92.3 Pensacola right now. Chris Bryan, Austin Price, kind of a cloudy Thursday afternoon, but temperature-wise, pretty nice. It's been hovering up there, upper 70s, hit the lower 80s around 1, but yeah, we're going to get into the weather. Austin's all over this thing and has the latest 5-day forecast. We'll be looking at the weather situation and also looking at some very, very trending stories this afternoon. We're going to look at, here's your top three trending stories this afternoon.
Here's today's top three stories.
Okay, there's an honor walk going on right now at the main entrance to Sacred Heart Hospital, starting around 4 o'clock. Now, this has been delayed. Originally, the walk was supposed to have started around 2. Things happened. Delayed now till 4. A police escort for the body of slain Walton County Deputy Will May will be in transit this afternoon after the walk takes place. And what they'll do is they'll do the motorcade all the way to Walton County today. The suspect who shot and killed Walton County Deputy William May has been identified as 58-year-old Timothy Mark Jarvinian from Dufuniac Springs. Also in top news this afternoon, in breaking business news, this is on the local front. Very interesting information here this afternoon. One of New Orleans' prestigious law firms, Phelps, confirmed today on May 1st, it will combine with Beggs & Lane, the oldest law firm here in Pensacola, operating as Phelps. This will expand the regional law firm to more than 425 lawyers located in 17 offices. Also something we're following out of Tallahassee. Senator Ashley Moody, along with Senator Rick Scott and Congressman Scott Franklin, introduced the Defending Domestic Orange Juice Production Act. This is an agricultural platform supporting Florida citrus growers by updating regulations and cutting bureaucratic red tape. The change would help citrus growers who have dealt with major hardships, such as hurricanes.
Here's your top state stories this hour.
Well, the Sunshine State is being sued over a new immigration law. Some immigrants' rights groups filed suit yesterday in federal court in Miami over Senate Bill 4C. That law makes it illegal for undocumented immigrants to enter or re-enter the state. The plaintiffs say it is unconstitutional.
Okay, the Florida House and Senate advanced budgets. This happened on Wednesday with a lot of inconsistency in a variety of spending areas. The House spending plan is $113 billion, $5.6 billion less than the current budget and $4.4 billion lower than the Senate's proposal. The massive difference mainly comes from the $5 billion cut to the sales tax the House is pushing forward on, something the Senate plan does not include.
And Governor Ron DeSantis wants to give veteran law enforcement officers a hefty pay raise. He's proposing a 25% raise for seasoned officers. Florida Highway Patrol says there are only 1,800 state troopers, but there are more than 7 million registered vehicles in the state. So far, there's no bill on DeSantis' proposal, but the legislative session ends on May 2nd.
Okay, here's another idea from Governor DeSantis, preparing for a new Second Amendment summer tax holiday. Guns, ammunition, and accessories will be tax-free. That event will run from Monday, May 26th, which is Memorial Day, by the way, through July 4th.
Traffic and weather together on the Fives.
This traffic and weather update brought to you by Pensacola Christian Academy, where students thrive in a safe environment designed to build a solid foundation. You can learn more at enrollpca.com/radio. Looking at the roads here, we do have some backups on I-10 if you're traveling westbound passing the I-110 north ramp. Also on Pine Forest Road, traveling northbound towards 9 Mile. Those spots are pretty usual areas that give us problems, but we do have some congestion at the intersection of Brent Lane and North Davis Highway. There is an accident near that intersection. Also one. This is going to be on Blue Angel Parkway traveling northbound. This is right at Muldoon Road. It's causing backups going both ways at this time. As for the weather, we are sitting at around 75 degrees. That is low of 70 tonight. We still have a high surf advisory in effect. Tomorrow, it's going to be a high of 77 and a low of 69.
Here's your top national stories this hour.
Okay, before I get into that, Austin, I just want to let you know the walk is getting ready to start at Sacred Heart Hospital. Mm. They said around 4 o'clock, they're pretty much on target here. It's 4:15, and a lot of sad people over at the hospital. Stocks ending down today as the fallout from tariffs shake up the markets. Hillary Barsky has the numbers.
Stocks plunge with the NASDAQ and S&P 500 falling deeper into correction territory after President Trump unveiled his wide-ranging tariff plan. The president announcing sweeping tariffs of 10% on imports and much higher levies on about 60, including China and the European Union, fueling global recession fears. The Dow winners, United Health Group, Johnson & Johnson, and McDonald's. The worst Dow decliners, Apple, Goldman Sachs, and American Express. The Dow falling 1,679 points, the NASDAQ lower by 1,050, S&P 500 down 274. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
And former Vice President Mike Pence, haven't heard that name in a while. He's going to be presented with the John F. Kennedy Profile and Courage Award May 4th in Boston. It's for his decision to certify Joe Biden's 2020 presidential victory back on January 6, 2021. The presentation will be made at the Kennedy Library by Caroline Kennedy, the daughter of President JFK.
Okay, thinking about buying or selling that home, mortgage rates higher today, remaining below the 7% mark. Mortgage News Daily is reporting the average rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage, 6.75%. Average rate on the 15-year fixed mortgage, around 6.14%.
All right, and of course, we heard a lot of talks about it yesterday, and it's going to bleed into today as well. This whole talk about the tariffs and the reactions to them. Well, President Trump says the country's going to boom due to new global tariffs he announced yesterday. Speaking on the White House lawn, he said implementing the tariffs will result in $6 to $7 trillion coming into the country. The president said other countries have been taking advantage of the U.S. for years, and the White House announced a baseline tariff rate of 10% that will go into effect on Saturday.
There's a mixed report on the job market. Jenny Casola has the information for us.
Fewer people signed up for unemployment benefits last week. New claims declined by 6,000 to 219,000. Assigned layoffs remain modest, though it appears to be harder to find a new job. Continuing claims, those remaining on benefits, rose to 1.9 million. It's the highest level since November of 2021. Separately, there were 564 former federal civilian employees filing for benefits March 22nd, a decline from the week before. However, outplacement firm Challenger Gray & Christmas says U.S.-based employers announced 60% more cuts in March than February, with cuts dominated by the Department of Government Efficiency. Jenny Coselda, Fox News.
And the Pentagon's independent watchdog started an investigation into the Trump administration's use of the commercial messaging app Signal. It was revealed last week that a chat about U.S. plans to strike Houthi targets involving National Security Advisor Mike Waltz accidentally included a journalist. The watchdog says it is launching a probe after a request from top senators. The White House has dismissed three National Security Council staffers following the breach.
418 News Radio 92.3 Fentanyl, the deadly opioid driving the nation's high drug overdose rates, also caught up in another serious problem here today. Misinformation. False and misleading narratives on social media have become the unofficial platform informing public policy and spending decisions. And Austin, as we all know, everything's the truth in social media.
That's what I've been saying for years, brother. 418, we'll take a quick break. You're listening to Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. Back in just a few minutes.
Splash Magazine covers the coast like the Gulf of Mexico. Each month, Splash Magazine offers a calendar of events, plus tips on where to shop, dine, and play. Learn about the month's special events, live entertainment, and interesting local people. Learn how to catch fish with Captain Dave Yelverton. See what is worth watching on your streaming services. Tom Nolan will tell you the latest. Get the most out of the Emerald Coast by reading Splash Magazine each month. For more information, call Gulf Breeze News at 850-932-8986 or visit GulfBreezeNews.com online.
What's on your to-do list? Pick up groceries? Water your plants? How about getting vaccinated? We can help you check that off.
You've got this.
The Aging and Disability Vaccination Collaborative, powered by U.S. Aging, has partnered with community providers to make getting vaccinated your easiest to-do.
You've got this.
With local vaccine events, access to transportation, in-home vaccinations, and on-site healthcare consultations, protecting yourself and your loved ones is not a chore anymore. So if you're age 60 plus or a person with a disability, get your yearly dose of confidence today.
You've got this.
Because we've got you. A message from the Aging and Disability Vaccination Collaborative, powered by U.S. Aging. Learn more at yougotthis.usaging.org.
You've got this.
Funded by the U.S. Administration for Community Living through a grant to U.S. Aging. This does not necessarily represent the views of ACL or the U.S. government.
The cost of healthcare is all in the news. Hi, I'm Meg, inviting you to tune in Monday at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel as ProHealth will be the guest. They will be discussing the ProHealth Medical Membership Program, as well as an offer of 20 affordable on-site ultrasounds. Find out how ProHealth can help you take out the stress and cost of healthcare on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
I'm still going for it, even with higher stroke risk from atrial fibrillation and a regular heartbeat not caused by a heart valve problem. Over a 3-year study, Eliquis apixaban tablets reduced stroke risk better than warfarin, and over 97% of Eliquis patients did not experience a stroke. A first stroke occurred in 2.9% of warfarin patients versus 2.3% of Eliquis patients.
Don't stop taking prescription Eliquis without asking your doctor. It may increase your stroke risk. Eliquis can cause serious and in rare cases fatal bleeding. Don't take Eliquis if you have an artificial heart valve, abnormal bleeding, or antiphospholipid syndrome. While taking, you may bruise more easily or take longer for bleeding to stop. A spinal injection while on Eliquis increases risk of blood clots, which may cause paralysis, the inability to move. Get medical help right away for unexpected bleeding, unusual bruising, or tingling, numbness, or muscle weakness. Medications such as aspirin products, NSAIDs, SSRIs, SNRIs, and blood thinners may increase bleeding risk. Tell your doctor about all planned medical or dental procedures. Learn more at Eliquis.com or call 1-855-ELIQUIS.
Every day, you enjoy the freedoms brought to you by the First Amendment. You can speak your mind, wear what you want. You can put a sign on your front lawn that says, "Vote for Bigfoot, someone you can believe in." Pray to the God of your choice, or don't. They're the freedoms that let you be you. All brought to you by the First Amendment. Learn more at freedomforum.org.
This message is sponsored by Freedom Forum and the Florida Association of Broadcasters.
Hey, Andrew McKay here on the Pensacola Morning News. We talked about this horrible story out of Walton County where a sheriff's deputy winds up getting shot and killed while doing something incredibly ordinary, trespassing somebody off of a business property. Awful story. Absolutely horrible. We also talked about comments by Santa Rosa County Commissioner Colton Wright about Tallahassee and them failing to properly govern and really making it a challenge to run counties. You can listen to these conversations on the podcast page at newsradio923.com.
When you listen to News Radio 92.3 on Sundays, you get Christian Outlook at 7, Ask the Preacher at 8, Town Hall Review, Fox News Sundays The Weekend, Tech It Out, and Gun Talk at 8.
We now return you to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
423, News Radio 92.3. Chris Bryan and Austin Price with you this afternoon. Thanks a lot for having us on today. By the way, the Honor Walk is still at the main entrance at Sacred Heart Hospital. They haven't moved out yet. The Honor Walk was supposed to have gotten underway at 2 o'clock this afternoon. Delays happen. And after the walk happens, this is, of course, for Walton County Deputy Will May, who was tragically slain in Walton County. But after the walk happens, they will escort the body along the 10 freeway eastbound to Walton County. Just a terrible thing, but I just want to update you that the walk at Sacred Heart Hospital has not started. They're still in the lobby getting ready to walk out, and that should happen in just minutes here. Dangerous flash floods and tornadoes have hit the Midwest and parts of the South. Well, Robert Ray from Fox Weather has this report for us. He's in Charleston, Missouri.
A flash flood emergency in so many different cities. But Paducah last night, where we spent and covered and reported last night, was equally as dangerous as the tornado sirens went off for hours and winds were whipping sideways rain. The atmosphere looked like essentially just a lightning bolt nonstop for hours. And it was very dangerous as people took shelter on the first floors of any structures that they could, and damage this morning that we saw near the airport there. You have to be careful. Do not drive into these roads.
Traffic
traffic and weather together on the Fives.
It's a good thing we were talking about roads and weather there.
Absolutely. Good timing.
Yeah.
Nice job, Austin.
Yeah, it was all planned. This traffic and weather update brought to you by Frontier Motors. That is the only dealer Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola. That's Frontier Motors on Beverly Parkway. Looking at the roads here, not too much going on that you wouldn't normally expect. Still have some heavy congestion on Blue Angel Parkway, though. This is going to be where Muldoon Road meets Blue Angel. That is going both directions on the parkway. There is heavy congestion in that area from an accident reported. Also had an accident reported earlier at the intersection of Brent Lane and North Davis Highway, but there doesn't appear to be much congestion there at this time. Last major spot's probably going to be I-10. There's some congestion going both east and west passing the I-110 north ramp. As for the weather, we're sitting at around 75 degrees, low of 70 this evening. Tomorrow, going to be a similar day temperature-wise, high of 77, low of 69.
425, News Radio 92.3. This is some good news I want to share with about our neighbors to the west. New data from the nation's report card showing improving numbers for the state of Alabama. Lydia Hugh has more from Montgomery.
Before the pandemic, Alabama ranked dead last when it came to fourth grade math. Now they're standing out for having the highest gains in the country. Reading also for fourth grade, that was near the bottom of the pack. Now they're solidly in the middle. What is the secret to this success? The state leadership tells us it's something called the Alabama Numeracy Act that required every school in the state to hire a math coach at work behind the scenes to help the teachers develop really innovative and engaging lesson plans that help the kids stay involved.
And ICE is releasing a Venezuelan man trying to give his brother a life-saving kidney transplant. Jose Gregorio Gonzalez has spent the last month in the custody of U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement in Indiana. He was detained after accompanying his brother to a kidney dialysis appointment. Gonzalez has been his brother's caregiver ever since coming to the U.S. a year ago.
I'm going to shift gears on you just a second. Rack 1723 for me. This is a real interesting story. The White House is denying reports that Elon Musk will exit his role with the Department of Government Efficiency in the next few weeks, claiming everything is going according to schedule. Everything's just fine up there. Jackie Heinrich has more from the White House.
The White House is calling that report fake news, especially the lines that implied that this impending departure would be a response to Musk becoming a political liability. Politico had called this a reversal from a month ago when unnamed White House sources were saying things that sounded like Musk would be here for the long haul, potentially forever. But Musk told us himself in that interview just last month that he didn't think he'd need to stay past his 130 days as a special government employee.
I think we will have accomplished most of the work required to reduce the deficit by $1 trillion within that time frame.
President Trump echoed the same in the Oval Office.
And a federal judge says he thinks the Trump administration acted in bad faith in regards to deportation flights to Venezuela. A hearing was held today over the flights ordered by President Trump under the Alien Enemies Act. The judge said there's a fair likelihood his court order temporarily blocking the deportations under the act was violated by the Trump administration.
Okay, U.S. Secretary of Defense Pete Hegseth is setting fitness standards for members in the military, regardless of their gender. Jennifer Griffin has more from the Pentagon.
Military matters.
Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth has ordered a 60-day review of military combat arms standards to include the physical fitness test for those who serve in the infantry to ensure no exceptions are made for female service members. Women were allowed to serve in combat roles starting in 2015. Then Army Chief General Mark Milley ordered the fitness standards for men and women to be exactly the same. Several years later, when women were failing the fitness test at an alarming rate, the Army, under a new chief, decided to change the standards so that women did not have to lift as much or run as fast as men competing for combat roles. In the Marines, men must complete a 1.5-mile run in 13 and a half minutes, while women have 15 minutes. There are also different push-up and pull-up requirements. The Hegseth memo mandates physical fitness requirements, quote, must be sex-neutral based solely on the operational demands of the occupation and the readiness needed to confront any adversary. For Military Matters at the Pentagon, Jennifer Griffin, Fox News.
This is News Radio 92.3. Amazon submitted a bid to buy social media app TikTok from the Chinese owner ByteDance ahead of the April 5th deadline for that app.
It's another looming deadline for TikTok. Just months after President Trump gave the social media app a reprieve from being banned in the U.S. over national security concerns, now with the shutdown looming once again, a potential new buyer has emerged. Amazon, the e-commerce company, reportedly submitted a bid to the White House to purchase TikTok from its Chinese-based company, ByteDance. Tech experts say this makes sense for Amazon because Amazon tried its hand at a now shuttered short-form video service following the success of TikTok. Last summer, the two companies formed a partnership that allowed TikTok users to link their accounts with Amazon so you can make purchases to items being sold without ever leaving the app.
Okay, as the Trump administration develops offshore wind projects, one of the country's biggest wind energy companies is doubling down right here in Pensacola. Last week, GE Vernova opened a new customer experience center. That move is part of more than a $70 million investment in that company since 2023. Coming up in less than 7 minutes, we're going to talk sports on News Radio 92.3. Hope you're having a great afternoon.
News, I'm Tom Graham. Wall Street taking a nosedive today, a day after President Trump announced his global tariff plan. The Dow plummeted 1,679 points. The NASDAQ fell 1,050, sinking 6%. S&P 500 dropping 274. Democrats blaming the president.
He's walking us into the dumbest and most avoidable recession probably in history.
Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer. President Trump, though, planning to stay the course on his tariffs and sounding optimistic today.
The president says his announcement to impose tariffs on nearly every product imported into the U.S. is working and will generate trillions of dollars in revenue.
The country is going to boom, and the rest of the world wants to see, is there any way they can make a deal?
Several countries are considering economic retaliatory measures.
Fox's Jared Halpern in Washington. America is listening to Fox News.
Chad Robison with Your Money Now. Stocks sold off today on Wall Street following the announcement of tariffs from President Donald Trump yesterday. On Wall Street, the Dow fell nearly 1,700 points. The S&P 500 lost 274. And the tech-heavy NASDAQ was down more than 1,050 points. The three major indexes lost anywhere from 4 to 6%. Stellantis says they're pausing production at assembly plants in Canada and Mexico as the company attempts to navigate Trump's new round of 25% tariffs on automobiles. Both breaks on production will start on Monday. Mortgage rates fell sharply today following the announcement, with the average rate on a 30-year fixed loan plunging 12 basis points to 6.63%, according to Mortgage News Daily. U.S. crude oil futures for May continue to fall today, down more than 7%, sitting under $67 a barrel. That's Your Money Now.
This is Zach Gelb with the Sports Minute. Adam Schefter said yesterday that it's starting to feel like the Cleveland Browns will pass on Shador Sanders. Schefter then also said it's starting to feel like the New York Giants will pass on Shador as well. So if that's the case, that Kenny Pickett or potentially even Kirk Cousins will be the starting QB in Cleveland, or Russell Wilson will be QB1 in New York, then I'll be the first one to say that it's already starting to feel like the Browns and Giants will be picking early once again come the next NFL draft. I'm Zach Gelb.
For more than half a century, contractors and trade professionals have relied on WeatherGuard for heavy-duty truck and van storage equipment, not just to protect their tools, but to protect their professional reputations. Whether it's inside or outside of work vehicles, a WeatherGuard badge means pros can trust that their hard-earned name is in good hands. Since 1968 and every day since, WeatherGuard has been protecting anything it takes to build a professional reputation. WeatherGuard, established in 1968, proven every day. WeatherGuard.com.
Are you a parent of a 2 to 8-year-old? Listen closely for an exciting offer, then head to abcmouse.com/radio to learn more. By now, you've probably heard of ABC Mouse.
ABC Mouse is like a little one-on-one teacher. It has helped her so much.
We're offering a promo at abcmouse.com/radio to try it for free for a month, then $14.99 per month until canceled. Go to abcmouse.com/radio to see this offer. That's abcmouse.com/radio. Actual ABC Mouse users compensate for their testimonials, sponsored by Age of Learning.
Wave Men's Health exists for guys who get it done. Let's talk, fellas. You solve problems all day at work. You fix your sink when it's broken. But when it comes to ED and low T, it doesn't get done. We get it. You hate going to the doctor, but you're the guy that fixes things. At Wave Men's Health, there's nothing to fear and no reason to delay. We've been destroying bedroom boredom for years. Our friendly, discreet team of urologists and providers will take the time to listen. So if you haven't fixed this, call us. When the pills fail, call us. If you feel like you've tried everything, call us. Here, there's hope from the conventional to the next level. Imagine finally taking care of this with no surgery. Imagine going from feeling gray to living life in vibrant color. It's time to be confident. Join the thousands of guys who have found success after walking through our doors. Will you be one of them? Dial 850-266-7020 or go to wavemenshealth.com to schedule a $99 male performance consultation, including blood work. Do it for you. Do it for her. Wavemenshealth.com. Book your appointment now.
Northwest Florida businesses pay an average 20% more for phone service. Data Revolution wants to change that. We are your local, service-focused VoIP provider. Right now, offering a free bill review and free installation for new customers. No matter where your team is, Data Revolution can help. Experience the service and support only a locally owned company can provide. Join the revolution at datarevs.com.
Each Sunday at 7:30 a.m., the Bible Baptist Bookstore of Pensacola, Florida, brings you Theological Seminar with teacher Peter S. Ruckman, founder and president of the Pensacola Bible Institute. He will teach you what the Bible says about the subject, not merely what it is presumed to teach.
Tune in this Sunday at 7:30 a.m. for Theological Seminar with Dr. Peter S. Ruckman, brought to you by Bible Baptist Bookstore on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
News Radio Pensacola has you covered no matter where you are or how you like to listen. Tune into our frequencies on 92.3 FM, 95.3 FM, and AM 1620 for the latest breaking news, local updates, and in-depth analysis. Can't be near a radio? No problem. Stream us live on our website or through our convenient app. Available for download on your mobile device. Plus, with our smart device integration, you can ask your virtual assistant to play News Radio 92.3 and we'll be right there with you. It's News Radio Pensacola.
Here's Chris and Austin for Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
News Radio 92.3, Pensacola Right Now. Chris Bryan, Austin Price. Thursday afternoon. Not a bad Thursday afternoon. Austin, you're keeping track of this. I'm seeing a lot of look. You can look that behind you. You can see there's a constant, I guess, convoy,
right,
of emergency law enforcement doing the Deputy William May escort back to Walton County this afternoon. How much of a traffic problem is this going to be?
Yeah, we do have some congestion listed in that area. Obviously, the police are. They've shut it down. They've preserved that spot for them as they travel in that direction. We did have some texters asking, hey, we're seeing some deputies on the interstate here. What's going on? For those of you, I responded to them all. But for those of you that were also wondering, that is, as Chris said, what is happening right now. And as you said, it's a pretty continuous line of police vehicles.
They're still going, even on the transition route, if you're coming off the 110 northbound freeway, the transition route in lane that connects to Davis Highway,
right,
is being backed up now by local law enforcement agencies. So, and this isn't Pensacola or Escambia County. This is state FHB, yep, law enforcement, Walton County. I've seen Walton County officers. It is a big event this afternoon. Of course, the law enforcement officers are escorting the body of slain Walton County Deputy Will May back to Walton County this afternoon.
Right. And just to give you since we're already on the subject of the roads, just to give you a quick report of what is happening on the roads, we do have some backups on I-110 northbound. That's if you are traveling northbound towards Brent Lane, and that bleeds onto Brent Lane itself. If you are traveling westbound towards the Cordova Mall area. Also have some backups on 9 Mile Road traveling eastbound towards Kim Strand Road. As for the weather, we're sitting at around 75 degrees, low of 70 tonight. Tomorrow, high of 77, low of 69.
News Radio 92.3, 4:38, sliding through this afternoon. Let me just go ahead and jump into some sports items that we want to definitely discuss. Don't forget, tomorrow night, first night, the Wahoos opening up the season, and Eric Bramer, our good friend and voice of the Wahoos, joins us this afternoon for a Wahoos update.
Hey, everybody. Blue Wahoos broadcaster Eric Bramer here with your Wahoos update.
Opening day of the 2025 season is tomorrow. The Blue Wahoos begin a three-game series against the Biloxi Shuckers, the Brewers' AA affiliate, on Friday at 6:05. Gates open at 5. Whether you have tickets or are still looking to get those standing room berm seats, you will want to get here early because we are giving away a Blue Wahoos trucker cap presented by Landrum to the first 1,000 fans. If you can't wait until tomorrow as we begin our 9-game homestand, you can come out to the stadium tonight. From 6 to 7:30, we'll hold an open practice. That will allow you to get a sneak peek at the players and also check out some new merch in the Goatees Bait and Tackle Team store and check out our new concession area, the Circle K Corner. It's a grab-and-go experience. Tomorrow's going to be a big day, and we hope you can join us either in person or following along on our broadcast. This has been Eric Bramer with your Wahoos update.
And also want to remind you, Westwood One Sports coverage of the NCAA Men's Tournament is on our sister station, ESPN Pensacola. You can find them on 99.1 FM, 1330 AM, and on your ESPN Pensacola mobile app. ESPN Pensacola is your home for March Madness this basketball season. March Madness' Final Four gets underway Saturday.
Okay, News Radio 92.3, this is a funny story. Fans lined up around a Texas liquor store hours ahead of a very special visit from Hulk Hogan, who, by the way, is promoting his new Real American brand of beer. Fox's 7's Austin Angela Sheen is in Cedar Park with more.
I got 2 hours of sleep.
Ryan Flores was first in line. He got there at 7 a.m. That's 8 hours ahead of the event. A committed fan.
I got in trouble a lot in school for shouting Hogan quotes, and my teachers, like, go to the principal's office. I'm like, well, you don't know what you're gonna do, brother.
Fans got to take pictures with him and get a signed case of beer. But Hulk Hogan hasn't been without controversy. He was booed off stage earlier this year at an event in California. At a meet and greet in upstate New York a few weeks ago, fans were upset when he left early.
And USA Fencing disqualifying a female athlete for refusing to fight a transgender opponent. Stephanie Turner discarded her mask and took a knee ahead of her bout against Redmond Sullivan at an NCAA event in Maryland last weekend. Turner told the ref, "I'm sorry, I cannot do this. I am a woman and this is a man. This is a women's tournament." USA Fencing said in a statement that its responsibility is to ensure all athletes compete under the same rules, and its goal is to expand access to the sport of fencing and create inclusive, safe spaces.
I can guarantee you this, you will not hear the last of that issue.
We not for a while.
No, absolutely. Hey, we talk about this. Of course, the Tampa Bay Rays playing over in Steinbrenner this season in Tampa. They need a new roof for their stadium. Tropicana is no more.
Yeah.
At this point, after Tropicana was destroyed in a storm, Jared Max has more for us.
After the home stadium of the Tampa Bay Rays, Tropicana Field in St. Petersburg, Florida, was severely damaged by Hurricane Milton last October, it forced the Major League team to scramble to find a stadium to play this season. The Rays went with Steinbrenner Field, the spring training home for the Yankees, in Tampa. Next season, though, the Rays hope to be back at the Trop. The St. Petersburg City Council voted 7-1 Thursday to allocate $22.5 million to pay for a new roof. St. Petersburg Mayor Beth Herendeen said, "By getting started when we start, it builds us the leeway and the opportunity to get it done in time." The city hopes construction on the new roof at Tropicana Field can start in June. The material of the roof will be thicker than the previous version. Once it is installed, other repairs inside the stadium can be made. Jared Max, Fox News.
And the LA Dodgers now hold the record for the best start to a season by a defending World Series champ in MLB history. The previous record belonged to the 1933 Yankees, who started the season 7-0. The Dodgers are now 8-0 after sweeping the Braves at Dodger Stadium on Wednesday night. Speaking of which, last I saw, aren't the Atlanta Braves winless?
I don't know.
They're like 0-7. What are y'all doing?
Good question, because there's a big following for the Braves in this town.
Yeah, come on.
All right, listen. A big following in the NHL. This is getting to be exciting. Washington Capitals, Alex Ovechkin, another step closer to making history. Here's Joe Morgan.
Alex Ovechkin is a hat trick away from history. Ovechkin moved to within 3 goals of breaking Wayne Gretzky's NHL record on Wednesday, scoring goal number 892 of his career. The 39-year-old scored in the second period of the Capitals' 5-1 loss to the Hurricanes. Despite missing 16 games due to a broken fibula, Ovechkin is 1 goal away from reaching 40 in a season for the 14th time in his career, which is also a record. After lighting the lamp Tuesday night against the Bruins, Ovechkin has scored in back-to-back regular season games for the 60th time. The Capitals have 7 games remaining for Ovechkin to pass the great one. Joe Morgan, Fox News.
Amazon's preparing to send a fleet of satellites into space to provide internet service for customers. Now, this is big-time stuff. Gary Baumgarten has the report.
More than two dozen satellites will be launched to an altitude of 280 miles. Amazon says once the satellites are freed from the rocket, they will begin a series of automated steps to activate their onboard systems and position themselves to provide the service. Amazon says Project Kuiper will provide high-speed, low-latency internet to almost any location on Earth. Earliest launch date from Cape Canaveral is April the 9th. Gary Baumgarten, Fox News.
Traffic and weather together on the Fives.
This traffic and weather update brought to you by Insect Pest and Lawn. Get your yard spring ready with $100 off your first treatment with a new annual contract. Call Insect today. Looking at the roads here, once again, have some backups on I-10 if you're traveling eastbound, passing or heading towards the I-110 north ramp. Of course, we did have the road reserved for the fallen Walton County deputy, so please be aware of that. Also have some backups at the intersection of Brent Lane and North Davis Highway, and on 9 Mile Road traveling westbound towards Kimstrand Road. As for the weather, sitting at around 75 degrees, low of 70 tonight. Tomorrow, high of 77, low of 69.
Okay, local snapshot. Let me take you 40,000 feet in the air and look down. Several states in the Midwest and the Mid-South are under a flood watch. Severe weather continues to move into the area. Senior meteorologist Janice Dean has the Fox weather forecast.
We have a weather emergency underway for many states with the potential for life-threatening catastrophic flash flooding for cities across the central U.S. through the Ohio Valley and Mid-South. Over a foot of rain will fall through Sunday, filling up rivers and streams and bringing torrential downpours. Meanwhile, severe weather also ongoing for the next few days with large hail, damaging winds, and strong tornadoes. Behind this system, a snowstorm is unfolding for sections of the Rockies through the central and northern high plains. Please pay close attention to your local weather forecasts and Fox Weather. I'm Janice Dean, Fox News.
Here's your top national stories this hour.
Since we were looking at the national snapshot of weather, I'd as well get a few more of our hardest-hitting headlines here happening on a national scale. New York City Mayor Eric Adams launching his reelection campaign as an independent. Adams released a video this morning, one day after a federal judge dismissed federal charges against him, saying that he's going to forego the Democratic Party. He says the dismissal of the case dragged on too long, making it impossible for him to mount a primary campaign.
Let's talk about a key business story today. Something that's really happening, going to get your attention. You ready? Today's National Burrito Day.
Okay.
How about that? The day celebrates everybody's appreciation for burritos. The Mexican dish is popular all over the world, but get this, it's only really been offered in American restaurants since the 1930s.
Really?
Not many years.
Yeah, well, realistically, yeah, not that long at all. And President Trump, we kind of hinted at this earlier this hour. He's firing three National Security Council. He is firing three National Security Council staffers. There we are. The firings happened earlier today and involved senior directors Brian Walsh, Thomas Boudry, and David Feith. The dismissals followed a meeting between President Trump and conservative activist Laura Loomer, who reportedly presented opposition research on several NSC officials. The decision to fire the staffers comes after National Security Advisor Mike Waltz mistakenly added a journalist to a Signal group chat.
Okay, I just want to remind you real quickly here, double red flags flying on Pensacola Beach this afternoon. The Gulf is closed to swimming. Big changes at the U.S. Postal Service. USPS is streamlining its networks, reducing work hours, and shutting down unessential facilities. Well, the revamp is set in two waves. The initial launch, that phase is now underway, followed phase two coming July the 1st.
And Vice President J.D. Vance says a TikTok deal will be reached before its Saturday deadline. That's what he said in an interview with Fox News, at least. This comes after President Trump had a closed-door meeting with his top aides to talk about potential investors. Chinese-based ByteDance was granted a 75-day extension from its original January 19th deadline to divest or face a permanent U.S. ban.
Okay, an investigation's underway into Prince Harry's former charity. Michelle Polino's all over this one.
Britain's charity regulator has launched an investigation into Santa Bale, the African charity Prince Harry co-founded, following his resignation amid a dispute with Chair Sophie Chandauka. Harry quit on March 26, claiming the board-chair relationship was beyond repair. Chandauka later accused him of leading a bullying campaign and blamed his Netflix deal for disrupting fundraising. Harry, who co-founded the charity in memory of his mother, Princess Diana, said he hopes the inquiry uncovers the truth. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
And President Trump levying taxes on a number of islands with little to no exports. His new announcement is hitting almost all foreign countries with a baseline 10% tariff. That includes the Heard Island and McDonald Islands, which are in the southern Indian Ocean, southwest of Australia. The islands feature two active volcanoes and are only accessible via a boat ride from Australia. Australia's prime minister told reporters that Trump's tariffs were unwarranted and said nowhere on earth is safe.
Okay, Mortgage News Daily releasing the afternoon numbers for us. Mortgage rates are higher and remain below the 7% mark. Mortgage News Daily reporting the average rate on the 30-year fixed mortgage, 6.75%. The average rate on the 15-year fixed mortgage, 6.14%.
All righty, just about 4:50 here. We'll take one last quick break. When we return, we'll get some business stories and maybe even some health news in there for you. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3. Back in just a couple minutes.
Tune in to Retire Right Radio, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, Sundays at 1 with Paul Roberts. Find out how their certified advisors can help you enjoy your retirement income. Financial security is about more than investments. Roberts Wealth can help you live your values and trust your future planning every step of the way. Don't miss Retire Right Radio, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, this Sunday at 1 p.m.
Investment advisory services offered by Foundations Investment Advisor Services, LLC, SEC. Registered advisors.
Here's what's happening around Pensacola this week. The Fort Cancer event benefiting the American Cancer Society at Suposi Event Center is Friday evening. Enjoy the food, cocktails, live entertainment, and exciting auctions. See ForkCancerPensacola.org for event details. The 15th annual Navy Federal 5K is Saturday, benefiting the Escambia County Public Schools Foundation in downtown Pensacola. Please see visitpensacola.org. Submit your events at newsradio923.com.
Hi, this is Jeff Wayne, General Sales Manager of ADX Communications. Our team of expert marketing consultants, backed by over 200 years of combined experience, has helped hundreds of local businesses increase their market share. With four powerful radio stations, we can create a customized marketing plan tailored to your needs. And if digital advertising is part of your strategy, we've got you covered. ADX Digital offers cutting-edge solutions and exclusive products and strategies that gives your business an edge. Let's make 2025 a year of success for your business, whether it's on the market leader, Cat Country 98.7, News Radio 92.3, the area's top news talk station, the go-to for sports fans, ESPN Pensacola 99.1, Pensacola Playlist 94.5 for reaching women and lifestyle audiences, or ADX Digital, targeted digital strategies that drive results. One call, one team, endless possibilities. Call me, Jeff Wayne, at 850-262-6000.
The Dave Ramsey Show, weeknights 7 to 10 before WEAR-TV News on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Now return you to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin. Text in your questions at 850-437-1620. It's News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Here's today's business news.
And this was a shocker. At least I was pretty taken back by it. In breaking business news this afternoon, one of New Orleans' prestigious law firms, Phelps, confirmed today on May 1st, it will combine with Beggs & Lane, the oldest law firm here in Pensacola, operating as Phelps. This will expand the regional law firm to more than 425 lawyers, which are located in 17 offices. Hey, Trump administration planning to stick by the president on his reciprocal tariffs. Peter Ducey reporting from the White House.
This is not a negotiation. According to the folks here, this is the president's new policy. He's wanted tariffs like this for a very, very long time, and now they are betting that things will turn around quickly. The tariffs are not going to go higher than they are because President Trump says the operation is over. The patient lived and is healing. The prognosis is that the patient will be far stronger, bigger, better, and more resilient than ever before. Make America great again. Around the world, though, various leaders are scrambling to soften the blows to their economies. And around D.C., Democrats are scratching their heads.
And the money transferring service Zelle is shutting down its app. Services provided by Zelle will still be available, but the company had warned of the shutdown after announcing only 2% of transactions were done through the app. Anyone who uses the app should have received notifications through various email and notifications, according to the company. App users will have to re-enroll through their participating bank or credit union to continue using Zelle's services.
I will tell you this, I am getting a little nervous about the upcoming tax deadline. Be very transparent with you this afternoon. Well, just ahead of this month's deadline, a new Fox News poll finds that most Americans think they're paying too much in taxes. Here's Tanya J. Powers.
The latest Fox News poll finds that 59% of voters say the taxes they're paying are too high, down from a record 64% last year. The survey also found that more voters believe rich people aren't paying enough in taxes. 45% say the wealthy aren't paying their fair share. That's up from 34% in 2019. The poll also asked voters about their frustrations surrounding income taxes and found that 26% say they're bothered by how the government spends our tax money, and 12% are bothered by the amount of taxes paid. 7% of voters were frustrated with the complexity of the tax system, as well as with people not paying at all. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
Traffic and weather together on the Fives.
All righty, looking at the roads here. Do have some backups on I-10. If you're traveling eastbound, passing the I-110 north ramp, they should be lessening soon, though, hopefully. It doesn't look as severe as it did earlier, so there's a good sign. Do have some backups on Pine Forest Road, traveling northbound towards 9 Mile, and still have some slight congestion on Blue Angel Parkway, traveling northbound towards Muldoon Road because of an accident reported there earlier this afternoon. As for the weather, sitting at around 75 degrees, low of 70 tonight. Tomorrow, a similar day temperature-wise, high of 77, low of 69.
4:56, News Radio 92.3, Secretary of State arriving at his first NATO summit, promising to push the alliance to greater military strengths. Jonathan Savage has the details.
The U.S. is in NATO to stay, but allies must play their part. That from Secretary of State Marco Rubio at a meeting in Brussels.
The only way NATO can get stronger and more viable is if our partners, the nation states that comprise this important alliance, have more capability.
He says members should spend up to 5% of GDP on defense. Secretary Rubio backed up by NATO Secretary General Mark Rutte.
European allies and Canada need to spend more.
The Secretary of State also criticizing what he calls media hysteria and hyperbole about President Trump's intentions towards NATO. Jonathan Savage, Fox News.
And Ford is extending employee discounts to customers as auto tariffs go into effect. The Trump administration is imposing a 25% tariff on imported vehicles. The automaker's campaign is expected to run through June 2nd and applies to Ford and Lincoln vehicles. Ford's director of U.S. sale and dealer relations said that while inventory levels are super healthy, this program aims to calm uncertainty among customers.
A school district in New York facing a lawsuit over its mascot, which has been criticized as a symbol of white supremacy. Here's Matt Murphy.
A Long Island school district is facing a lawsuit over its new mascot, with a civil rights leader calling it a symbol of white supremacy. William King Moss III, president of Islip Town's NAACP, is suing the Brentwood Union Free School District after it chose a Spartan as its new mascot. He claims Spartans were white warriors who enslaved others. Moss questions the selection process, saying other options like bears and eagles aren't associated with a specific race, gender, or ethnicity. He also argues the Spartan image is sexist, as the ancient Greek city-state barred women from military service. Brentwood schools say the selection process was inclusive and deny the mascot represents any specific group. Matt Murphy, Fox News.
Here's today's health news.
And the Supreme Court will determine whether Planned Parenthood can participate in Medicaid. The High Court Wednesday heard arguments over the abortion provider in South Carolina. It's at the center of GOP-led efforts to keep Planned Parenthood from receiving public funds. Under Medicaid rules, people who are eligible can get health care from any provider that is willing and qualified to participate. South Carolina argued that Planned Parenthood is not qualified to provide health care because it performs abortions, which the state considers a denial of the right to life.
Okay, in health news, Mexico is setting new guidelines to help stop child obesity and diabetes. Here's Lisa Brady with the latest.
This is House Call for Health. A country that has one of the world's worst problems with obesity and diabetes
also has new guidelines to help fight it off. Mexico officially launching a prohibition of junk food sales in its schools. Schools will now forbid any food or beverage displaying even a single black warning logo, package labeling that began in 2020, indicating the food is high in salt, sugar, calories, and fat. The country's tackling of childhood obesity and diabetes is also being watched by other world governments. UNICEF classifies Mexico's childhood obesity epidemic as an emergency. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House call for health on Lisa Brady. Fox News.
All right. Senator Ashley Moody, along with Senator Rick Scott and Congressman Scott Franklin, introduced the Defending Domestic Orange Juice Protection Act. This is an agricultural platform supporting Florida citrus growers by updating regulations and cutting that red tape. The change will probably help citrus growers who have dealt with major hardships such as hurricanes over the years. And by the way, Escambia County is discussing four options for the potential future of the Pensacola Bay Center. That's happening during today's Commissioner Committee of the Whole workshop. Price tags for the four concept designs ranging from $22 million to $104 million. Commissioners also looking to include additional facilities to the property, like a practice ice rink and event center. All right, coming back in about 12 minutes, you're listening to News Radio 92.3.
Local news every hour and breaking news when it matters most. News Radio 92.3, WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.